T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Laura Oak stops in here this morning at WCCO. Laura, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. How about you, Dave?
I'm going to change the name of this One Cool Thing segment to One Cold Thing.
It is cold today. Good thing we didn't wear our thongs. Mike did, but we didn't. So yeah. that was smart.
Yeah, that's even radio theater. That's an issue.
Exactly.
What is your one cool thing this week?
Okay, this week my one cool thing is an opera of all things. The Barber of Seville is opening at the Ordway tomorrow night. This is a Minnesota opera production.
I love the Ordway.
The Ordway is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And sound in there is so good.
Yeah, and opera is an acquired taste. However, if you have always been curious about the opera, if you like the music, if you are intrigued by just the whole deal, this is the perfect starter opera. So I want to play a little bit of my interview with one of the stars of the show. This is Daniela Mack. She and her husband have the leads in this show, and she talks a little bit about why The Barber of Seville is a good starter opera. Here she is.
Whenever somebody asks me that question, I'm saying, Barber of Seville, yes, number one. It's a comedy, first and foremost, and it's a love story at its heart, so it's very identifiable. The music is great. Rossini is known for driving rhythm and music that makes you kind of tap your feet, so if you're not familiar with the genre of opera, it's a great starter. It's funny. Hopefully we will be funny on stage. That's what we're going for. And it's just a crazy story. There's a lot of color, a lot of joy in it.
She is just delightful, as you can tell right there. And her husband, Alec, is very funny. I had a great interview with both of them. The full interview is on our website at WCCORadio.com.
Yeah, studying opera as a youngster is you're not in the popular trend, are you?
Probably not, no. And she was interesting. She knew from a very early age that she wanted to study opera, and she was taken to an opera by her parents. It was one of those dark, tragic operas, which, you know, probably wasn't the best for a child, but she just thought it was fabulous and decided to study it in college and did get a music degree. Now, her husband, Alec, who plays the lead guy role in this opera, he came from an opera singer family. Both of his parents were opera singers. So as you can imagine, as a teenager, he wanted nothing at all to do with opera singing, and then kind of came around to it a little later in life. So they're a great couple.
And how did they meet?
They met in a production of Cinderella, and she was Cinderella, and guess who he was?
Oh, no, not Prince Charming.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a match made in heaven.
It really is. Yes. Can you just picture it?
Yeah, that's destiny if I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a famous little chant we've probably all sang that comes out of this, right?
Yes. This is, now I can't find my clip. I had it all ready to go. But this is the show that contains the song Figaro. Figaro is a character in this opera. And we all know Figaro, Dave, and any radio guy with pipes like you, I'm sure, has sung Figaro in the shower. So it's a nice little shower tune to get your day started.
I have sang. In fact, my wife sometimes will say, will you stop singing in the morning while I'm still trying to sleep?
Right.
So, but you're a good singer. You want to give us a little bit of that or not?
I don't think so. I'm not quite warmed up yet. Haven't had my shower yet.
Well, this would be a good karaoke one for Doc some night at the
Perfect.
Bar. Well, this is fun. I don't know if we all think of opera, but it could be a cool thing to do.
I think so, and I have never been to one. I love classical music. I love some of the tenors. I love, you know, like your Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, though he has some problems of his own right now.
Yeah.
But there's also this fantastic Canadian high tenor singer. His name is Russell Watson. And I've listened to quite a bit of his music, and it's great. I have not seen an opera yet, though, and I'm going to this one next week. This will be my very first show.
Ordway is, as I started out saying, for folks who have not been there, the acoustics, the setting, the seats, everything is just terrific.
It's glorious. It's just a beautiful spot. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a very cool thing. Laura, I appreciate you stopping in here this morning. Why don't you go work out now?
I'm going to work out, but let's remind people that they can hear the whole interview with Daniela Mack and Alex Schrader, this married couple who star in The Barber of Seville, on our website, WCCORadio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.